Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome to tonight's show. We are talking all about healing emotional wounds without reliving the trauma. And I am going, First, let me introduce myself. What am I thinking? I'm Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And I am, I was forgetting all who I was. I was ready to jump on in. We have a thunderstorm going on here, so I'm ready to jump in so this will all happen. But anyway, I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and I am a transformational coach, and I have been recently coined as a nervous system regulator because I have so many tools in my toolbox and learned to regulate my own nervous system that I am out there as a coach helping you, that's you, to learn to regulate your own nervous system. And of course, you can find me anywhere on any platform, or if you're watching or ever listening to me and you want to be present for a Wednesday night show, you can always come over here to Inspired Choices Network and join the chat room. Love to always hear some or answer some questions. But if you're out there in the, real world, if you're out there on any podcast platform, but especially if you're on Apple, go ahead and like and subscribe. Don't miss an episode because my episodes are just getting better and better and more informative. I had to look for the word because I was going to say intuitive. If it was too intuitive, I would just sit here. But anyway, tonight's show, now that I've told you I'm Sandy Bird, is all about healing those emotional wounds without reliving the trauma. And I will read you what the show is about. Healing emotional wounds without reliving trauma is not only possible, it's powerful. Recently, I was confronted with a deep emotional trigger. Instead of suppressing the trauma, I chose to embody the feeling, breathing, inviting in the feelings, moving through the feelings, and letting the feelings pass through me like a wave. That choice reminded me we don't always have to sit in the pain. We can embody the pain and then let it go. Sometimes healing looks like presence, not like the past. On this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, the host, Sandy Bird, will dive into techniques for fostering emotional healing and the building of resistance without reopening those old wounds. From somatic practices to nervous system regulation and reframing thought patterns, we'll explore tools to help you rise and not re-traumatize. So that is the basis of tonight's show. It's about healing those wounds. But how I kind of wanted to start out with is I'm going to give you an example, and I would like you to think about this. So, and if you've watched any of my introductions to this, you've already heard this, but let's say a friend, your spouse, your coworker gets this great promotion or lands that big deal at work and says, hey, I'm going to take you out and celebrate tonight. And you're like, okay, and I'm buying. So you get in the car with them and they're driving and you get to a restaurant. And this restaurant, you had a bad experience at. What would you do? What would you do? Because if that was the restaurant that your friend chose and said, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to take you to this great place. And then you have this one bad experience and refuse to go back, because we do that. Now, let's flip it. It's not excitement, but your friend got, or your spouse or coworker, somebody really had some really bad news, and you say, you know what? I'm going to get you out tonight. I'm going to take you out. And you get in the car, and they're like, yeah, my favorite place to go is blah. And you're sitting there going, What would you do in that situation? You still, it's a place. See, we hold on to stuff like that. How many times have you had a bad experience in a restaurant and decided never to go back because of one experience, whether it was the service or the food. We do that. Now think about your life. What if you chose not to experience life because of your past? We all have pasts. It's whether or not we are willing to become present and push ourselves through it. See, there's going to be things in life that are going to trigger. There are. I had one. I was out of the country, had a major trigger. But what I learned is using all the tools in my toolbox. And through that experience myself, that's when I realized that, and that's when I was calling, I was given the term a nervous system regulator, because I didn't have to open up that trauma and I didn't have to relive that trauma. I could sit in it and ask myself, okay, why am I experiencing this? But it's not just the why, because if you ask yourself the why and it says, well, when I was a kid, this happened, blah, 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 blah. But where am I feeling this? Where am I feeling this? And then feeling it, embodying it, breathing through it will help your body to release it. Because see, that's what all of this is about, is we all have wounds. I don't know anybody out there that probably doesn't have a scar somewhere on their body from something that happened. Maybe it was a burn as a child and you learn not to touch the stove. But did you never stop cooking? Did you never decide not to learn to cook because you got burnt as a child? No, you still learned to cook. Think about the first time you rode a bicycle and you might have fallen off because your parent let go of you. From then on, did you stop riding a bicycle? No. And it's the same thing when we are triggered or when we are dealing with something, we don't have to go back and pick it up from the past. What we can do is embody it in ourselves. Why am I feeling this tightness in my chest? So the where am I feeling this? I'm feeling a tightness in my chest. Why am I feeling a tightness in my chest? Well, maybe it's because I'm afraid to open up my heart so much. Or maybe I overthink it. So that's what this episode is going to talk all about. And I'm going to give you tools and techniques to get you to work through your wounds and not turn around and traumatize yourself. See, the body does keep the score. And there's a book out there called The Body Keeps the Score. But our body does. So we might walk into a place and feel the tightness in our chest, or, you know, all of a sudden we have this pressure in our head. Maybe our gut starts to feel like it's full. Well, our body is feeling an experience, but we don't need to go back and say, okay, why am I feeling this? Let me adventure into my past and let me put my past out there because of what happened to me. No, instead, you can breathe through it and remind yourself. The biggest things that we don't do is remind ourselves, I'm safe. I am okay. I am here and I am present. And if we could do a lot more of that instead of sitting in the past and start from now, our whole existence and life changes. See, working with clients, I also not only just coach with them, I give them tools, because not all tools are one size fits all. The person that struggles with singing or dancing, I'm not going to tell them, I want to challenge you and do 5 minutes of dancing a day. That's not what I'm going to do. What I might do is say, hey, first, let's try shaking. Shaking is a somatic practice to get your body to let that energy out. That's not revisiting that trauma. That's just opening up the sensations within your body that needs to be moved. And when you stop getting stagnant and reopening up the trauma, that's when you become stagnant in life. And I don't mean to sound judgmental when I say that, but it's when we want to keep picking up the past and the trauma to explain everything about us. That's when we need to let that go. Let it go. Act like it's a bird flying away. Do what you can to let it go. There's so many things you can do if you're feeling something that feels like a wound and it's an old trauma that might be stuck. See, one of the suggestions, and I always say this as a suggestion because it's something that I do and that has been very comforting to me, might not be comforting to you. I have almost journals everywhere. Funny story with that is recently I kept a journal in my spare bathroom and someone was like, what does she expect us to write notes to her when we're in the restroom, in her bathroom? And I realized that was just something that was me and maybe other people felt uncomfortable. But having journals all around me, when there is a sensation I'm feeling, I can somatic journal. And what we've got to learn too is how to breathe. We don't do that enough either. When we're feeling something where we just do a 6-count breath, hold it for 4, and then just sigh it out. Sighing things out when you're feeling something is one of the best releases you can do, is go, ah. There are so many little tools out there when we are talking about healing and working through these wounds. We all have them, and we are going to experience them. When you're at a function or at a party and someone's there and you're like, oh my gosh, I just can't deal with them. Why? You have invited maybe a past situation into a present. A past situation into the present situation. And that's where the old wounds come in. Instead of just, you know what? It's been stitched up. It's been fixed. How can I approach this situation now? Let me just breathe in. Come in with no expectations. Because that is a big part of working on these wounds, as I call them, without bringing back that trauma, is just breathing through it and understanding that I don't have to. Sorry, we are having an awful thunderstorm, and yeah, just right there stunned me. But it's bringing in that past into a situation instead of just walking into situations, expectations. And I'm telling you, that does take practice. It takes a lot of practice to walk into a room and be around people and have no expectations. But you can do it. You can clearly do it. And that is what not bringing that trauma back in, but understanding there might be a wound there. And where is the wound? Is the wound in your heart? Is it in your gut? Is it in your head? And how can you work through that without bringing it back? So it is almost time for our break. And what I want everyone to do while we are on break is just take a moment. How does it feel just to be present with yourself in this moment? Are you feeling something that you don't want to feel? And what do you do to let it go? And I also want you to think about my first example when I started this topic tonight. What would you do in that situation with a restaurant where someone's very excited and wants to go to their favorite place and it's a restaurant? You had a bad experience. And you go in this time and have the best experience of your life. Also, then you have that person that's going through something rough, something bad, needs you there, and you offer to take them out. And their favorite place is this restaurant. Are you going to, because you don't like it, going to say, you know what, this is the worst place, let's go somewhere else, when they're already in a bad place? Or are you going to go in and maybe have an enlightening conversation and make them feel great? And then you have another great experience. See, we hold on to that. Sometimes when we have a bad experience somewhere, we hold on to that instead of letting it go. So it is time for that break tonight. And when we come back, I'll be diving into more tools and techniques. But you are listening to me, Sandy Berg, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are out there and you want to like and subscribe, please do. If this resonates to somebody around you, share this with them. If you want to like and leave a comment, you're more than welcome to, and I like to read them. Or if you just want to reach out, if this conversation resonates to you, I am Sandy Berg at sandyberg.com or Sandy at Sandy Berg. You can send me an email. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You, of course, are watching me or listening me on Emotional Elevator at many different platforms out there. And if you can, like and subscribe. Come here. I'm here every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Time. No. I always get the times, the different. I am Eastern Standard Time, so it's 7 p.m. I am Cindy Bird. I am a nervous system regulator, and that's why this topic is a big topic for me. And if you want to reach out, you can reach out to me at cindybird.com. I use tools and techniques, so we're not reopening up sewed wounds and reliving traumas. And that's what this topic has been tonight. And it's all about how you can regulate yourself and how you can ask, where am I feeling this in my body? Why am I feeling this without going back to the trauma? And what I started first talking about was a restaurant. How many times do we go to a restaurant? We have one bad experience and we'll never go back. But then someone we love or care about, that might be their favorite place. What would we do if they were having a great day and that's where they wanted to go? Or they're having an awful day and that's where they want to go? Are we going to maybe not bring that past experience in and maybe start over fresh? See, that's the biggest thing, that we have these super minds, these super egos, these super brains that holds all this knowledge in, but it doesn't know how to release the things we want it to release. But that's why somatic practices, that's why shaking, I work with clients and teach them to shake or to tap or to somatic journal. I also teach people to laugh. Just laugh. If you're up to dancing or just singing, because you have to start regulating your nervous system, especially when there are situations that are triggering. And learning, and this is one that has to be practiced. It took me a while to really learn this, is to go into situations with no expectations. Go into situations with no expectations. That sounds like almost like a song or something. And I am doing everything to keep my composure right now because we are having a terrible thunderstorm. And anyone who's listening to this who knows me knows I love to dance in the rain. But when it comes to thunderstorms, I am one of those that still has some wounds that I don't open up, but that I know sometimes I just have to breathe and remind myself that I am safe and that it is okay. Because sometimes we do have things that bring up strong emotions within us, where it might be our brains overthinking things, our heart feels very hard, and our gut feels very full. And it's when you can understand, why am I feeling this disconnect in my body and how can you regulate it? Because that is what this is about. It's not, we don't have to every time we feel something that's a trigger, go back to the trauma and go, okay, yeah, this happened when I was like 3 years old and I fell off the bike and everyone laughed at me. So I slipped and fell in the restaurant, and now I think everyone's going to laugh at me. No, you can get up and just, wasn't that funny? Or do something that helps you to elevate yourself. Because, of course, this is the emotional elevator, and I work with my clients a lot on elevating these emotions, not having expectations, bringing tools in that help you, yes, you, regulate that nervous system and regulate how you're feeling. Because every day there's going to be something that might challenge you, because I really like the word challenge over trigger. Or if there's somebody that you work with, maybe someone in your family, maybe someone in one of your friend groups that you have a challenging experience with. How can you go into it without bringing the past baggage? What can you do for yourself to bring yourself the comfort? See, with coaching, it's not about what we can do to change everybody else. It's about how we can make you a superhero within yourself. And there's some tools out there that can create the superhero within yourself. So your nervous system is regulated and your body feels safe and secure within it. Because that's what this topic tonight has been about. That when things happen that challenge us, that can be from maybe a past experience that's coming to visit us, we don't have to open up that wound and visit it and everything. What we have to do is we just have to regulate it. And it teaches us how to respond in life and not react. Because sometimes we react out of unregulated nervous systems. We react out of unregulated or past irregulation. I had to think about that for a minute. Our past experience making us irregulated, so we're reacting instead of responding and letting go of expectations in the situation. I know all of this sounds easy or complicated, but it can be if you learn tools that will help guide you. If it's sitting in a thunderstorm and rocking back and forth because it helps me feel like a child being held in my dad's arms during a hurricane, or maybe rocking back and forth, it reminds me being scared, but I knew I was safe because nothing ever happened. Maybe it means me writing down that I'm okay, I'm good. Maybe it's just doing a breath through it. But that's what I am as a coach, is I not only work with individuals who want to elevate themselves, I work with individuals who need to learn tools to regulate themselves. Because the tools are an important part of who we are and how, when we have daily challenges in our life, how we can overcome them. How we can walk in a room around people that we feel challenges with no expectations. How we can go back to that restaurant that we had a horrible experience with and give them a second chance. How we continue to get on a bicycle when we fell as a kid and scratched up our leg and said, I'm never riding a bike again. And we lost trust with our parents because they let us go. And how that might have built the mistrust we have with our parents right then and there. And instead of reliving that, letting that go and regulating your nervous system and understanding that I don't need to open up these wounds to feel better. I don't need to revisit that trauma to make myself better. I can do it by regulating myself. I can do it by journaling. I can do it by breathing. I can do it by shaking. I can do it by laughing. Ha 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 ha. I can do it by dancing. I can do it by breath work, hypnosis, building a puzzle, playing with Legos. There's so many things that you can do to help regulate yourself. And I understand that in some of the scenarios I've given you, you can't pull out a pocket full of Legos. But what you can do is pull a pocket full of breath. You can do some tapping. But I am your host here. I am Sandy Berg. And please, if any of this resonates to you, you can reach out to me. You can send me an email. You can go to my website, sandyberg.com. You can visit me on all social media platforms at Sandy Berg with two E's, S-A-N-D-E-E-B-Y-R-D. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.